Brianna Regan at Waterford, goalkeeper after beating Tipperary here in Semple Stadium. First victory over Tip since he got promoted in 2015, so it's a significant day for Waterford. Camogie, great victory. Brianna, you must be delighted.
Oh, bittersweet, Gavin. The feeling is surreal. I can't even put it into words how I feel right now, especially to get a win here in Semple Stadium. It's just unreal.
And the work rate and, I suppose, energy you brought to the table right from the first whistle today, you were really fired up for.
Oh, absolutely. We knew that Tip were going to come out all guns blazing, and thankfully we got out on top and we did all the work in training, and the girls looking in from when I was looking out on the goal, like, the work rate was just phenomenal, getting out first to the ball and first touch and that in the wet, like, it's just unreal.
Did you feel you could have been maybe further in front at half time? I know Abby Flynn's goal gave you that 3-point cushion, but you did create a number, I suppose, of goal chances in that first half.
Oh, we did, and things didn't go our way, but look, we were ahead at half time and we knew Tip were going to come out and throw everything at us, and look, thankfully we just got over the line today when it was well needed.
Absolutely. And second half, you know, they were reduced to 14 players with Mary Ryan going off, but you know, you kept that scoreboard ticking over as well, defended well as well, and I suppose controlled the game in that second half.
Oh, we did, and they came at us and at us and at us, and tried, they went for a goal a few times, and just thankfully, like, they just didn't go in, and look, we're delighted with the win.
And conditions were fairly difficult. We could see the rain teeming down from above. We had a bird's eye view, but the fairly conditions were tough enough out there.
Ah, they were, yeah. But look, we knew they were going to be in the same ship and the same battle. But look, thankfully we got over the line today. Tomorrow's going to be very hard for me. I'm after losing my mum and dad and sister 16 years tomorrow. So they were looking down on us today, and we got over the line, thankfully.
Yeah, that's very emotional, actually, that you mentioned that. Was that obviously that was in the back of your mind today as well? Did you? How did the focus or emotions play out there today, Brianna?
I did, but I always knew that there were going to be beside me the whole time. And look, I think they got us over the line today, and I was saying every prayer to them, and Tip were kind of pushing on and pushing on. I was like, look, just get us that win today, and thankfully they did.
Yeah, lovely touch indeed. And psychologically as well, to break that Tipperary barrier, you know, I've been beaten by them the last 4 years as well, to get over the line as well, that's big as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it's only driving on now for us, we're playing Cork in 2 weeks' time, I think, and just luckily keep driving on and driving on and training, and we'll enjoy this now. We're just back to training on Tuesday.
Puts you in a great position then finally, you know, 6 points on the board now ahead of the home game against Cork. You know, you were in a good position after the way it started disappointingly against Dublin, but you're back on the horse big time now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Gavin. Look, we just take it game by game and training by training, and just we'd have to perform on the day and get there on the day.
Super. Thanks for talking to us, Brianna.